This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone to Halal Intimacy. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we are talking about early marriage. And before delving into the topic, I'd like to see your comments. Do you agree or disagree on early marriage? What's your advice to parents who always delay marriages for various excuses? So jot down your comments below, inshallah ta'ala, and let's get started. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us with various desires that whether you like it or not, whether you wanted to control these desires or not, at one point in life, you will have the urge to fulfill these desires. And one of these intense desires is actually our desires for sexual intimacy. And so if these desires are controlled unnecessarily, in other words, if marriage was delayed without really valid excuse, then our children in no long time, they will stumble across pornography, they will have the urge to masturbate, and worst of all, they will commit zina. And this is the ultimate reason, my brothers and sisters in Islam, why marriage should not be delayed without a valid reason. But at the same time, it is our responsibilities, educators, and of course, especially parents, to educate their children from day one about the roles, the rights, and responsibilities of marriage. We wanted to create mature generation who will value that constitution of marriage. Because as soon as their organs are matured, they will seek out sexual intimacy. So we better prepare them as earlier as possible. We must also remind our youngsters who are maybe watching now that erection and reaching the age of puberty are not necessarily the signs for your maturity and readiness to get married and carry out these responsibilities. You must understand very, very clearly that sexual urge is just one part of the essential requirements for marriage under the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, we definitely recommend marriage at early age. However, you have to also fulfill all the other essential requirements for the marriage to be successful on all levels. So you might feel those sexual urges from time to time, but my brothers and sisters in Islam, our religion is the religion of patience and struggle against our evil inclination. So if you are not fully ready for this relationship, for the halal relationship with your spouse, then you'll have to follow the advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ma'ashara al-shabab, all young people, whosoever amongst you is capable of getting married, get married. But if you can't, then exercise patience through fasting, because fasting usually curbs these sexual desires. Because our deen, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is a very well-balanced religion. It encourages marriage, yes, but also it forbids zina, masturbation, celibacy, and having boyfriends and girlfriends and enjoying each other without this strong bond that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, mithaq ghalidh, a very strong bond that you create between yourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a covenant between yourselves and Allah. So if you don't have the means to fulfill this and take that step, then patience through fasting. That's the advice given by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's hard, it's not easy, but it's doable inshallah ta'ala. Otherwise, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the consequences of these loose relationships is very, very dangerous. You may not see it now because you're experiencing those attachment and emotions towards one another, but you'll definitely see it if you come home one day and found yourself pregnant. You'll definitely see it when you see the entire world is crumbling over your head as a result of your bad choices. And that's why my message to parents once again is, please work hard from day one on educating your children to be ready for that day. And I have seen, alhamdulillah, in my counseling career, so many youngsters who were brought up upon that direction. And when they were in uni, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened doors for them to get married. The boys were very responsible to actually take small jobs in cafeterias and restaurants and the like while they are studying. Their studies never affected on their relationship, neither their marriage affected on their studies. And in fact, until this day, they are part of my volunteering team. And mashallah, tabarakallah, you can see them successful on all levels. All it takes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is courageous parents, to take that approach and change that culture surrounding marriage and its expenses that makes people fear getting into that step. We have made marriage, the lawful relationship between spouses, very, very difficult and very expensive, while the haram is absolutely free. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And once again, comment below if you agree or disagree on early marriages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our children from any vices of that nature. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Please don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Share the video with your loved ones and friends. And we'll see you inshallah ta'ala in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.